This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is an everything old is new again thing that's going on in this pandemic economy. The return of the time-tested installment plan. Even as we collectively do more of our shopping online, we are increasingly paying for what we buy bit by bit. E-commerce installment plans are being offered by a growing number of companies, including, as of last week, PayPal. Marketplace's Justin Ho has the latest on that.
Retailers have been selling customers on installment plans for decades.
Pick your item now and get 0% interest for 6 months.
Get 24 months interest-free financing.
Now, no money down, no credit check, no credit check financing.
Big department stores like Sears or JCPenney offered installment plans to pay for big items like refrigerators or mattresses. Ron Shevlin, director of research at Cornerstone Advisors, says this new wave of buy now, pay later services is different.
Consumers are using these tools to finance $30 purchases or a pair of shoes or something like that.
Many of these services, PayPal, Klarna, QuadPay, pop up at the checkout page. That's a big reason why Baltimore-based online beauty shop Lavender Boutique started offering installment plans last month. Aaron McLown handles e-commerce for the store.
If things are as easy as possible for the customer, that benefits us as the retailer.
Even though it costs a little bit more. McLown's company uses a service called Afterpay, which charges merchants 4 to 6% of every transaction. That's about twice as much as credit cards. But Nick Molnar, Afterpay's co-founder and U.S. CEO, says merchants are willing to take the hit because payment plans boost sales.
Generally, within the first 24 hours of launching with a retailer, we'll process 10% to 30% of their online transactions.
A July survey from the personal finance site The Ascent found that almost half of consumers between the ages of 25 and 44 have used a buy now, pay later service. Maury Backman authored the report. She says the two most popular reasons were to avoid credit card interest and
to make purchases that otherwise wouldn't fit into my budget.
But that can be risky, says Ira Reingold, executive director of the National Association of Consumer Advocates.
You're creating incentive for people to buy things that they can't afford.
That's exactly why Alicia Cunningham started using Afterpay. She runs a YouTube channel where she reviews beauty and skincare products. She says staying on top of new product launches was expensive.
I was so excited that I'd found the service that I kept spending, and it was giving me content to be able to post.
Then Cunningham's monthly payments started racking up. She was late on payments, roughly 10 times, and every one of those cost her $8 or more. She says she just didn't realize how much she was spending.
It is so alluring to use that you can get really caught up in all of your payments and end up owing too much.
Cunningham says she's figured out how to budget for her purchases. She says she's a fan of paying by installments because it makes expensive products more accessible. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.